أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. So the question that we want to address today is, how do we concentrate, or how do we increase our concentration in prayer? Because as a community, we pray 5 times daily, and we also have many other prayers and supplications and other things like that. And it's important for us to feel a connection to that worship, a connection to those prayers, and a connection to those supplications. And because we have obligatory worships, sometimes we might feel that we go through the motions rather than actually get to grips with what we are doing in prayer. And going through the motions is kind of like sometimes on being on autopilot, where we just pray because we have to within a certain period of time, and then we continue with the rest of our lives. But as we do that, there is a kind of feeling of distance, a feeling of wanting to do better. And so this question comes to us, that how do we increase our concentration and thereby also increase our benefit of the daily prayers that we pray, as well as the other supplications and supererogatory prayers. So there are a few things, a few steps, things that have been recommended generally in order to increase our concentration. The first thing is to give time. When we feel like we have something to do straight away afterwards, or when we're under some kind of time pressure, it's harder for us to focus on the task that we have at hand, which is praying. So we need to give an appropriate amount of time to the prayers so that we are not rushing through them. I remember one of my friends told me a story about once how somebody cracked an egg in order to fry it and then went to pray their Fajr at the same time. So obviously the time pressure of having to flip the egg was such that they weren't able to concentrate on their prayers. So if we don't give enough time to pray, and here I'm not talking about an excessive amount of time, I'm saying an allocated time, so that you don't have anything else that you must be doing at the same time as praying. So that's the first thing, to give yourself time, and to not have to do something within that same time. The second thing, especially in the beginning where it's hard to focus and the surroundings are problematic, is that a person should try and find a secluded or a quiet place, somewhere where they can distance themselves from the kind of sensory absorption that they have in the world usually. So many people do this by having a dedicated prayer space or area, or for example praying in places where it's not busy. And of course this is also something that can be understood from the traditions as well, explaining to us that we shouldn't pray in front of a door, for example, and other traditions like that. So this is the second thing. The second thing is to have a place where you can pray in peace. And of course, as our concentration increases, this becomes less of a requirement. We will be able to concentrate within difficult surroundings as well. The third thing that I want to mention in this video, there are other things as well about other tips if you like to concentrate, but I think perhaps one of the most important things to think about is what we're actually concentrating on. There is in our daily lives times where we have to concentrate on a task at hand and we find ourselves able to concentrate. And that is because we're focused on something specific. So for example, if you're playing a video game and there is a part of the video game that you've tried 3-4 times and you can't get through it, then all of a sudden you're able to concentrate very specifically on that part of the game, such that you can't really, you're not really disturbed by what is around you, okay? Or for example, if there's an important task that we have a deadline for, then again, we will make sure that we absolutely do that task within that time that we have before the deadline. So what are we concentrating on when we concentrate in prayer? Well, some of the mystics have advised that we generally increase our concentration on anything. If we're able to generally increase our concentration span, then we will be able to concentrate on our prayers. But again, the question here is, what do we focus on? What do we actually put our concentration on? Some have said that you should concentrate on the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for example, you concentrate on the heavens and the earth and the beautiful manifestations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some mystics have gone further to say that you concentrate on the reality of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, who is the greatest manifestation or the greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what that also encompasses is the concentration of the connection that you have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what to concentrate on? Concentrate on the connection. Concentrate on that feeling that you have within you of connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you like, the godly feeling within you. And concentrating on that feeling is very similar to those games that you have where you have a kind of metal maze and you have one of those hoops and you have to go around the maze. Concentrating and maintaining your concentration on that connection is such that it does require your focus. And so this helps us, if we know what we're concentrating on, this will help us to increase our concentration in prayer, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin.